This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. It's actually going to be, it's cloudy right now where I'm at. I don't know about you guys, but the week is supposed to be really nice, you know, warm, summertime, but not ridiculous. I hope that your AC install goes well. Every time I think about hot weather, I think about how Nicole's getting AC this week.
Yeah, but of course, like, it's not like scorching temperatures this week, right when we're getting installed. So
it'll be there for you when you need it.
Yeah,
though, that's what you want.
Hopefully.
That's exactly. Next time it's like, oh my God, you'll be able to turn that thing on.
I saw some places in the Bay Area that's going to hit over 100 by the end of this week.
Oh, really? This week?
Yeah. Or around 100, yeah. This week. This is.
You're going to
need
it.
Towards the end of the week.
It's going to be great.
I'm sure Benicia's in that category.
Yeah, most likely.
Yeah, I only looked at the main locations. So San Jose, Oakland, and San Francisco. I didn't look extreme North Bay or extreme East Bay. I didn't look any of that stuff, so...
Well, it's hard to do weather in the Bay Area because really from one hill to the next.
Yeah, right. It's also different.
Yeah.
Yeah, my move is to say, check your weather app.
Right. Did I already say this? Brought to you by radio.com. I don't think I did. Make sure you get the app and keep the stream running all day. You can listen to our show, listen to Jane's show, listen to Alice 24/7. Listen to all our podcasts. It's all on there. Oh, Jane. Jane.
You know, we haven't talked to Jane. I know we text with her a little bit, but she's a woman who she's very big in the radio industry as a music person. And she's someone who traveled prior to the pandemic, I would say, 3 to 6 times a month for different, you know, events and work things.
Conferences and, you know, go to see shows.
Or see shows, right.
To see people.
I wonder how she's holding up. Because I bet you she's losing her mind.
Yeah, she seems like a person who might lose her mind. just look, I mean, it manifests itself in everybody's life in a different way. But Jane she's an on the move girl. I will say, sometimes being forced to not do that kind of thing can be liberating. Like, struggle with it at first, but maybe she's just like... rearranging all her black shoes and her closet filled with black clothes. You know, I know she's spruced up her garage a lot since she moved out there, and it must be warmer there now because it was still the rainy season, kind of wintry when we first moved in. She was freezing her ass off and bundle up in her big black coat, you know.
I don't know anything about it.
Put her big black sweatpants on, her big black slippers, you know.
That's funny.
I'm just picturing her.
When we started this broadcast from home, I was turning on the heater in my room every day, and now I have the AC in my room behind me.
Yeah, so, I got a pair of shorts on. I do wear my slippers every day, though. They're so cozy. And then, you know, I usually start with a sweatshirt and leave it on. Okay, let's move on. Public
there'll
Enemy
be weather
has a,
this week. I'm sorry.
Yes,
go
there
ahead.
Will be weather wherever
there'll
you
be
are.
Weather.
There'll be some weather coming.
In conclusion. Go on, Public Enemy. I'm a big fan. I've seen them live. Yeah. I want to say 5 times. And
I'm not a fan. They're definitely not for me. But I will say I can get behind the sentiment of this song, Vin.
The last time I saw them was at Yoshi's it's not on Fillmore. What is that on? And it's not. And it's closed since. It used to be.
I think only Oakland is open now.
Right. But I saw them at Yoshi's in San Francisco on whatever street that's on.
It's too bad that's closed. It was a good place to see a band. It's a good room.
Yep. Anyway, go ahead. What'd they do?
So they have a fiery new protest song. Right. It's there's no guesswork here as to what they're talking about. They reference POTUS. They reference Trump. They tell him to shut the F up. That is, in fact, the chorus. But here we go. It's actually free. If you, it's a free download on Public Enemy's website, and you can stream it, of course, you know, as people do. People, I don't even know if people download music anymore. And there's a video for it, too. And the video actually features footage from nationwide protests. There's, you know, you can see the president on there. Public Enemy is called State of the Union, STFU.
And here it is. A good amount of edits.
Well, you're edited, yeah.
I bet.
State of the Union. Shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker. Stay away from me. State of the Union. Shut the fuck up. Sorry ass motherfucker. Stay away from me. State of the Union. Shut the fuck up. Sorry ass
motherfucker.
I'm going to go ahead and jump ahead.
Yeah. You are not. In fact, I'm God. I got a lot. Mr. These United Breaks take over. Come over. Orange hair. Fear the comb over. Here's another scare. Keep them hands in the air. Better not breathe, you dare not dare. Don't say nothing, don't think nothing. Make America great again, the middle just love it. When you want to talk, walk y'all straight to them ovens. Human beings of color, yeah, we be.
So, as you can see, it's angry. And, it's, as I said, I mean, I'm not a big Public Enemy fan. I know that you are, so I wanted to play it. But it's, you know, the message is clear.
I spent a lot of time editing that, but I still, like, get super nervous and my palms are sweaty. You know,
well, yeah, there's a ton of swears in it, and they're not, like, hidden or anything. They're,
no.
They're fully available. So, Kurt Cobain's guitar.
This story's unbelievable. Go on.
This has become the most famous guitar on earth. It really has. It's if you aren't familiar, it's a 1959 Martin D18E, and it's the guitar that Kurt Cobain played on MTV Unplugged back in 93. So I wouldn't have necessarily said, "Oh, that's the guitar that Kurt Cobain played," but you know, we know the story of this, and when his daughter Frances Bean Cobain married this dude.
This guy.
She's not married to him anymore. He doesn't even get a name. So at some point, she gave him the guitar. And it might just be, look, you live in my house with me now. And this guitar is here. I mean, we'll never know. Because there was a huge fight over. He said, you gave me that. It belongs to me. And he walked out of the marriage with it. And she said, I give that to you. That's my dad's guitar. Well, in the end, he wound up with the guitar.
Because she gave it to him.
Turns out.
Yeah, I mean, I think that...
As far as the court was concerned, that was his guitar now.
Right.
She gave it to him.
I am absolutely so bummed for their family because they shouldn't have lost the guitar. But the truth is, I believe she gave it to him. And we do that when we love people. We give people stuff or... You know, treat people in ways that is above and beyond. And then when the thing's broken up, you know, ends, you have regrets. And she had regrets. And I can
see
that.
They fought about it for a long time. So right when we had heard the divorces finalized and he got the guitar. And then the next thing he said is, I'm going to auction that thing off. And it broke every record. Basically, mm-hmm. It is now the most expensive guitar ever auctioned, the most expensive memorabilia, the world's most expensive acoustic guitar, the world's most expensive Nirvana memorabilia sold at auction. The opening bid was $1 million. And in the end, this guy just got $6 million for Kurt Cobain's guitar.
The ex-husband got that money, right? That's the deal?
You know, he did, I assume. Right. I mean, I you have to pay an auction house. I'm sure there's a percentage, but the final price was $6 million. So what he gets, whatever portion of that, I got to guess somewhere over $5 million
with Cobain's daughter. And she's a likable girl. I've read some stuff about her. She's obviously her dad committed suicide very famously. She's had to grow up with Courtney Love as a mom and that being the, you know, the way her dad went out. But she was given, or I should say inherited, what was hundreds of millions of dollars?
Tons
none
of money.
Of that, none of which she ever worked a day for. Mm-mm. So the value of money is lost on her to some extent, and the value of that instrument was lost on her, and she probably felt very comfortable with this boy in the moment that she said, yeah, you can, well, we're married.
That's yours.
Of course.
That's yours. Yeah, it's a, these are hard lessons we learn. She's mm-hmm. still young. I mean, she's, what is she, mid-20s now? I don't even know how old she is. He died
I think
in, like,
she's
90,
probably
95, 94?
Got a better idea of what, you know, the value of things now than she did going into it. So maybe that's a good lesson learned.
Yeah, let's hope
An
so.
Expensive one.
A very expensive one.
$6 million.
I know. It's really, yikes. Speaking of things that...
She's 27.
Oh, wow. Boy, time flies. Just as an aside to things that people pay a lot of money for at auctions.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard of, you know, people buy art at auctions, they buy memorabilia. And I guess that the thought is that these things will, you know, it's like art that you, it's like an investment you get to enjoy. You get to look at the painting, you get to see the baseball that you bought, the guitar that you bought, and hopefully it's appreciating. And mm-hmm. if you ever need the money, you can sell it. So Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball.
Yeah.
A guy paid $3 million for that. Todd McFarlane.
And it's worth nothing now.
It is worth, they estimate, under $500,000 now.
Right.
Because, and I guess Todd is, he's a famous comic book artist. I'm not sure I know who he is. The name sounds familiar. I'm wondering if it's like Seth MacFarlane is why I think this sounds familiar. Or maybe we heard his name when he bought the thing for $3 million. He bought it in 98, right after the end of the 98 season. And he's, you know, he's been talking about it forever, and they're saying that it's worth between $250,000 and $300,000.
I wonder if he explored legal options after, you know, the story comes out that these guys were all on roids and mm-hmm. no one believes those records are the records anymore. Everybody believes that Hank Aaron is the home run king and Roger Maris is the... Year, the I think it was Maris that had the 1 year record. It was like 60.
That the name sounds 61? Familiar. I'm not sure, Vin.
Whatever the original records are the ones, you know, true baseball fans or enthusiasts believe are
the
still the records.
And, is on there, right.
These guys, they were on roids and they changed the record books illegitimately. So I wonder if he's looked at. Could I sue them and get my money back?
Oh.
I bought the ball under false pretenses.
Yeah, I don't know. But the thing is, I guess, like, it wasn't Mark McGwire who was selling the ball. Somebody had the ball, and yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's interesting. You know, when I think about Grateful Dead, the last thing I really think about is deodorant. I think more like the absence of deodorant.
You are not fair to Grateful Dead music, Grateful
sure
Dead
that?
Musicians, and Grateful Dead fans. I agree that, you know, they're not my favorite, but I have been to many shows, and they're not bad. They're not a bad band, and they're not bad people.
No, I'm not saying anybody's a bad person. I just, you know, it's not for me. But turns out that they are addressing the stinky hippie thing going forward. There's a company called North Coast Organics, and they've done a Grateful Dead line of organic deodorant. And apparently the Dead is behind. They're okay with this. They've said, yes, you can use our artwork, etc. It's, let's see, vegan, edible ingredients. It's deodorant you can eat. And it comes in 5 cents. There's Skull and Roses, which is lavender and rose. Sunshine, which is blood orange and bergamot. Oh, yeah. Working Man's, which is cedarwood and juniper. Timber, which is Douglas fir and sage. And a classic unscented. So you can smell like the absence of smell.
If the stuff works, I would buy it. I have tried all of the natural deodorants. And on top of the fact that many times they just plain didn't work.
Yeah.
The other problem I had with them is that soupy, sticky mess under my arm that made me fully aware that it was there at all times.
And not working.
and not working on top of that, right. I just won't do it. I can't. And I don't really need antiperspirant, but I don't want something under my arm that is creating its own swamp thing. You know what I mean? It's gross. Yuck. So I hope it's great. If someone tries it and says it's great, I will try it. But
it's really expensive. I mean, for deodorant, it's Grateful Dead deodorant. It's at the North Coast Organics website, and it's $20 for a stick of deodorant.
Wow. Like,
I mean, that's a commitment. I mean, if it works and you get to smell like the Grateful Dead, I mean, yay. Bonus.
I think of when I think of the smell around the dead is the patchouli that the hippies wore.
And I was actually the first thing I looked for. I'm like, do they have a patchouli centered one? But they don't, no good. No.
All right.
Maybe bergamot is patchouli or something. Like, we keep hearing that word in these scents. I haven't smelled it. I don't think I have anyway. I guess I'm going to squeeze this one in because I just thought this was great. Like, you know the Tony Stark house in the Iron Man movies? It's
yes.
Like sort of built into a hill. So it just looks so awesome. It's sort of rounded and like this crazy futuristic compound.
Uh-huh.
Travis Scott just bought that house. It's not that house, but it looks just like it. Brittany, see if you can pull up a picture of it for Vinny. It's insane. It looks like a space age thing. So I looked up Travis Scott's net worth because, I mean, I feel like, okay, he's a successful musician, but has he been around long enough to really be making some money? And they say he's worth about $50 million.
Wow.
And I know. Still, he just spent half of that on this new house.
Wow.
$23.5 million. It's in Brentwood. It is.
Here we go.
No, show you. You gotta show. Yeah. Hold on. Look at Vinny. There it is. Oh,
that's in Brentwood.
Yeah, it looks like it's just up on the hill somewhere, right? Because it's definitely kind of coming down the hill. It is two levels of the main house that seem to be set on a larger third level underneath that has the infinity pool and all the stuff. But it's all sort of organically shaped and these, you know, weird balconies and stuff. It is super cool.
Yeah. I didn't know Brentwood was on a hill, though. It seems to be on a hillside.
I know. Yeah. I wonder if it's just, you know, it's pretty hilly. Look at that.
I don't know the area well enough to know.
So gorgeous.
It looks like that's the ocean, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
I don't know where they are. Okay. Well, good for him. I mean,
$23.5 million, a colossal hilltop house with panoramic views over the entire city. His neighbors are LeBron James and Petra Ecclestone. I thought Petra's place. Didn't she buy?
Who's Petra?
She's a heiress, and I think she bought the Spelling Mansion. But I thought that was Beverly Hills. So I don't know. It's 16,700 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 11 bathrooms, ultra contemporary. If you love houses, you got to take a look at this place because it is just, I don't know, normal people.
You love it.
I do. Normal people couldn't live in this house. It's just like, it's just, you'd run around the house just going, the whole time. It actually went on the market at $42 million. And he got it for $23 million.
You'd never sleep? Is that what you're saying? You'd be too amped? All right.
Just running around the house going, in this room. It's crazy. It's beautiful. It's like a hotel. Like a crazy.
You don't think you'd run out of steam at some point for that? You'd just constantly be excited and screaming.
Yeah, I don't think I would. I just, you know. You know me. Endless energy. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
A herpes lawsuit makes the news. Also, a wooden man area in the news as well.
All right.
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.